Eric Mall, are you here?
Yep.
Would you please come and stand in front of the gentleman with his legs crossed? Thank you.
My comment's pretty brief. I just wanted to say that I'm really, like, ashamed and disappointed by the lack of response to the overwhelming response from the community to the firing of Dr. Kamau, and I think that that needs to be dealt with, and people need to be held accountable for it, and people who care more about their egos than about the future of this station need to be held accountable for it. And I want to say that there are people, there's somebody in particular I'm thinking of who is boycotting the station, wouldn't even come in for an interview. There are many people in that situation, and that's just not acceptable. This is somebody who's a respected member of multiple nonprofits and does a lot of good work, and if we're losing people like that because of this shit, then that's just unacceptable. So people got to be accountable, especially Bill Crozier.
Judy Emerson, and then Nick Cooper, if he is here. He told me he may be a bit late coming back, and so I'll push him later. Judy.
Bill Crozier's actions not only violate KPFD's bylaws, they violate the spirit of Pacifica, which is community. All of us together.
Thank you very much. Stacy Davis, and then Ruth Hoffman Lack.
First of all, I'd like to address Greg Audell, who said that that they had brought in John Kiriakou. John Kiriakou was brought in by Mark Labowie, and the development committee had nothing to do with it. This is a long-standing, may I finish? This is a long-standing tradition for programmers to bring in events like this. So, can't really take credit for that. Also, I want to know if it's true that Ted Weisgall and P.K. McCary sat in Obadike's office when his boss was trying to have a conversation with him and wouldn't leave. And I want to know, on what planet is that normal behavior? I'm asking.
P.K., you're out of order.
I know. Yes.
So, you know, if it's true or if it's not true, I mean, I'd like to know.
It's true. Oh, okay.
But, you know, with all due respect, I like everybody here for the most part. I do feel like, you know, we've finally gotten an audit with Pacifica. There hadn't been an audit for years. There's people on this board that were voting not to have an audit to begin with, which is ludicrous. Ludicrous. I mean, the board should be raising money for the foundation, and a lot of the people that I see that are criticizing the firing really are not on the management steering committee and are not privy to information that could explain things. They're just sort of, you know, throwing up, you know, everything's wrong, but they don't necessarily know the facts. And it definitely, if I was not allowed to have a private conversation with an employee of mine, and that employee didn't say, y'all get the hell out of my office so that I
your
can talk
up
to my employee.
Next
you know,
speaker
that's
is
kind of
Ruth
troubling.
Hoffman Lack. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, thank you. I don't know that I can get this in 2 minutes, so I'm going to cut as much as I can. I just want to say first, I'm only speaking from my own experience. I can't speak for anybody else. I think that when we are lucky enough to travel to foreign countries, for example, India or China, we expect that the norms there are going to be different and that we're not going to know what they are. And so what we tend to do if we wanted to be sensitive to that and not be accidentally offensive is that we tend to be quiet and watch. Or we ask, how is the way that I show respect? Or how is the way? And what we don't expect is that people in our own country who speak our own language are going to have a different culture than we do, and they're going to have different norms than we do, or they're going to have different ways of showing respect or being polite. And the truth is that there are a lot of different cultures in this country, and there are a lot of different sets of rules that are spoken and unspoken, and there's ways of showing respect, and there's ways of being disrespectful that differ according to community. And it is easy if you're used to one way, that when you come into a situation where a different method or a different approach is the dominant one, you don't know what's going on. In my experience, for example, it has happened that when I am the only white person in a room and it's a very loud ongoing conversation with 500 people, to me, not really 500, 15, that has seemed chaotic, like everyone's yelling at each other and why are they being rude? And, da, da, da. And I have had to learn that, you know what, in my family and in the businesses that I've worked in and the places I've worked, this is not normal. This would be rude. But in this setting, this is normal and this is polite and no one here is getting their feelings hurt. So if I'm uncomfortable, that's my problem. It's not their problem. I'm the one who's got to do doesn't feel right here. And the way we learn about those things is by listening to the people who are different from us. And what I want to say here is that it is very clear that whether it was intentional or not, the way that Dr. Kamal's tenure was ended was perceived as and experienced as disrespectful, as hurtful, and as racist.
Your time is up.
And I see it that way too.
Thank you very much. Sister Malasanya, and if the body will allow me, I see Nick Cooper has rejoined us, and then it will be George Ryder. Sister Malasanya.
My country, tears of wheat, sweet land of bigotry, of the I sing. Land where my father's mother's mother's sisters died, land of the pilgrim's false pride, from every mountainside, will freedom ever ring. All five senses come into play. If it smells like, sounds like, tastes like, feels like, looks like racism, it is. Therefore, what was done to the first black general manager of KPFT through just a couple of months tenure without giving him a chance to do anything, smells like, sounds like, tastes like, feels like, and smacks of racism. The reports of the use of Nazi salutes in this body tolerates, rubber stamps, approves a culture of racism. As a long-standing member of KPFT, I am asking that Dr. Obadike Kamau be returned to his rightful position as general manager of KPFT. We live in America, A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A, and that's what we see here at KPFT. Therefore, I am asking that you all come into the 21st century and know that racism will not be tolerated. Racism should not be accepted as the norm. Racism, it's just racism. We're gonna, okay, pat us on the head and keep going. The time is now. The time is now to stop it. The time is now to stop it at KPFT. I am KPFT, championing justice. Give me back my station.
Nick Cooper, and then George Ryder.
Hello. I wanted to talk a little bit about white supremacy, and I guess a lot of people have been talking about it. It seems to me that it's in the nature of our corporations, our businesses, our nonprofits, our buildings, anybody that owns something, to kind of have a relationship with capitalism, which is a white supremacist form of capitalism that we live in. So you don't have to be somebody who's racist to participate in white supremacy. You don't have to be somebody who'd be like, oh, well, there's a black guy in this job, I want to fire him and hire a white guy. That would be like a really overtly racist thing. There are aspects of white supremacy that are built into our culture. So it's like, if I'm walking around and I have certain fluency with English language and I'm in certain neighborhoods or whatever, a policeman sees me, they're going to give me the benefit of the doubt. So the benefit of the doubt is the really kind of core issue here. It's like if we gave Dwayne the benefit of the doubt for a lot of years about a lot of things or whatever, like, you know, and then after he got fired, he still got the benefit of the doubt, oh, we can keep him on here. That constant extending of the benefit of the doubt, when you see that happening towards people that are wealthier or whiter or whatever, and you don't see that same thing happening towards people of color, then you can say, okay, well, this is white supremacy at work. And that's not to accuse any individual of having a vendetta against people based on their skin color. It's just based on the institutional norms, so that you'll notice in Harvey recovery or in any other given thing that people who tend to have more of a relationship to insurance companies, to ownership or whatever, just by sitting back and being passive in a white supremacist capitalist system, just by going along with those norms, they're going to tend to enforce and reinforce those aspects. Now, I think that it was that in the nature of nonprofits, you have this tendency.
You weren't here when I admonished everybody. It's 2 minutes, and okay. 2 minutes are up.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Your motion to extend Nick Cooper's time, please.
Yeah. Second.
Since he was not informed.
No.
Is there a second?
Second.
Can you make it closing? Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Sure.
Is there any objection? Okay, please, go ahead.
And I think, just to kind of wrap it up, is that KPFT programming is pretty good. Pacifica programming is pretty good in general. Pacifica management, KPFT management has not been so good. So that the problem isn't really that the programming needs to get better in order to make the management better. It's that, if the management was more solid, programmers would be more inspired. I know that if I was coming to volunteer at a place where I felt like, wow, you know, people are kind of supporting me here and involved, and like they're supporting people of color in the station and like that, it would make me more willing to do more volunteer work. I'd be like, wow, I'd love to do more of that. So that I think it's important not to kind of focus on, I don't think that the programmers need to fix this problem. I think we have management problem, which to me is part of capitalism and white supremacy. Thanks.
Thank you very much. George Ryder, followed by Rick Pottle.
So I've been on an office board for 15 years probably, mostly on it. And I've been on the PNB for, I think, all but a few months of the last 8 years. Most of that time, I've been the chair of the governance committee of the PNB. Whatever you think of the wisdom of Bill's decision to fire Obadike, he had the authority and he had the right to make that decision. And any discussion, I see it in the motion which is being put forward, is somehow he needed to get the approval of this board for that is simply wrong. You have a statement from Akio Tanaka, who's the secretary of the board, which makes it very, very clear. So if you want to discuss the wisdom of it, by all means, do so. But please leave aside the notion that somehow he didn't have the responsibility to do that and the authority to do that, because he did. The other thing I want to say is the idea that a gesture in the middle of a meeting, an ironic gesture, somehow amounts to disrupting the ability of this organization to function is absurd. And that's the only reason for throwing someone off this board is that. And finally, what I want to say is that the politics in these local organizations is very much reflective of what's happening on the national board. What's happening on the national board is Bill is the most effective executive director we've had in all the time that I've been there, partly because he has a majority on the board. And I don't want to see that changed.
Fauna, followed by Bernadine Williams, and I'll put you on the list, man.
Oh, hi, I'm Rick Potoff, and basically I'm here to ask the board to take Adrienne Casanevas off of the PNB because, I've made a motion before to do this because I thought she was obstructing the board, the PNB, with all her shenanigans. And now recently I've gotten an email, which I've distributed, which says that she voted against doing the audits, which is...
Approving the audit.
Approving the audits, which, as far as I'm concerned, is crazy. And so I'm asking the board not to, the LSB not to remove her from the LSB, just remove her from the PNB and appoint somebody else. Thank you very much.
Bernadine Williams, followed by Alana Purim.
honestly how disappointing it is to walk into this room yet again and see someone at the table participating fully in the business of the LSB who comes in here and does a Heil Hitler salute. I think that's incredibly disrespectful. Don't want to hear from anybody right now. This is a public's time. Okay, this is incredibly disrespectful. I think you all have no idea what a tremendous impact that this has on members of of the station's audience, members who are always looking for a reason to cheer this station, who always want to be here and give to the station to make it better. You know, he picks on the only Asian in the room. Did he think that none of us would be here to stand up for her? Is that why? Are you going to stand up for her? Just pick on one Asian girl who shows up and just pick on her. And he gets to keep on showing up, carrying out duties like a normal LSB member. This is very shameful. It's so embarrassing. And it makes me sad for my own previous association with KPFT. Someone in here before said that OBDK Kamau gave members, programmers, anyone associated with this station cause to believe that better days were coming. Well, that's a feeling none of us ever had with Dwayne Bradley.
Thank you.
Okay, with all the failed fund drives, never had that sensation that things were changing. For this reason, I and the many organizations that I represent definitely support the reinstatement, immediate reinstatement of Dr. OBDK Kamau. There are many organizations that support his leadership. I want to say that the Black Caucus of the Harris County Green Party supports his reinstatement. Okay? And Bill Crozier has got to go, and everyone in this room knows that Adriana Kazanov has never had anything but the best interest of this organization at heart. Sorry about that. But please remove this racist. As well as that with their name, Bill Crozier.
And B. Patel Alon, would you please come up closer?
I'm close enough to be able to hear.
Okay.
Bernard Jane has spoke well for me.
Excuse me, hold on 1 second.
Please. Can we meet the chair?
Can we have order in the room, please? And Adriana, I can share the meeting. I really can.
Well, sir, but can you look at me then? Thank you. We cannot hear.
Okay.
Repeating myself, I said Bernadine spoke well for me, as did some others. And when Dr. Kamau spoke, he outlined a number of things that he was doing for the station. So I'll, in the interest of time, allow others to take the rest of my time. But thank you.
Thank you. V. Patel Adams, and would I, can I ask the board to quit the talking between one another? V. Patel Adams, and then Angie Agapetus.
So the first thing I just want to let everyone know, last year Maria Elena Castellanos, who was a board member, resigned and unresigned in a similar way that you did, and a woman of color who was supposed to be replaced by a white guy, people on the board lost their shit and made us like vote on it, whereas in this situation, everyone was cool about it. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
So I came and spoke about this last month, as did many others, the gag order imposed by Jerry Summerall needs to be removed. It's censorship and obviously against our mission. It's already been over a month that us programmers have had our hands tied and been unable to speak about what's actually going on at the station. Also, I support Dr. Kamau and his reinstatement. Also, I call for the removal of racist board member Robert Mark. And also, I call for the removal of Bill Crozier, who has violated his fiduciary responsibility as pointed out so clearly by Greg. And thank you so much for doing that. That's it.
Angie Agapetus, please hold it down, and then Matthew.
Well, I've listened to KPFT since the 70s, been a supporter, I think it's where a lot of us baby boomers in here and how our generation got to be so good old boy when there was a feminist movement and a civil rights movement. I don't know. I see some of the salute that I didn't hear as misogynistic too. Do you do that to a man? You do that to a woman. Some of what I think happened here from, you know, some of the posts and on Facebook and other things I've seen and heard is that power has been usurped that belonged to the board. It's been usurped by one person who thought he knew better how to do things. Well, we all think we know how best to do things, but it takes more than one person's input. And I just want to say that we need to be mindful of diversity, be respectful to people. There's no cost to being respectful to people. There's no downside to that. And I just think we need to accord each other decency and respect. I mean, what's the point of a public radio station that we like the politics of, that we like some of the viewpoints of, if we don't treat each other with some decency? And I support Dr. Kamau's recent statement.
Matthew, followed by Teresa J. Allen.
Hi, my name's Matthew. I want to address white supremacy and white privilege, which is something that, you know, white privilege is something that white people have. we just have it. And our role can be to listen to other people and to use it. To include people when we have the opportunity, and our role can also be to, you know, continue to perpetuate racist actions. And to me, it's like I've heard a number of people say things like, "It was a joke," "I didn't mean it," something like that, referring to, you know, Nazi salutes. Or I've also read accounts of what happened when Dr. Kamau was fired. That Bill Crozier wrote that, you know, paint PK as this like intimidating, angry woman, you know, like sort of like in the room, which is a, I just say it's a racist trope, and it's racist to use it. It's racist when you repeat a trope like that, and if you say and do racist things in public, you shouldn't be on a public board of a radio station like this. You should be off the board. I see you all with a future in like focus on the family, you know, with this kind of leadership you have. I think it would be great, actually, you know. I see like the kind of like tactics. I also want to add that I don't think Dr. Kamau was fired just because of racism. I think he was fired because he was doing a good job, and that it's not totally mind-boggling to me why people would have motives for the station to not function well. But, you know, we do have norms of behavior, and any changes to those people are gonna resist.
And a few in time. So thank you very much. Teresa J. Allen, followed by Judon Boney.
Hi. First of all, Mr. Chair, you called a meeting at the Shape Center right after there were some layoffs and terminations. And you did not call this meeting with the understanding and agreement of the officers of the LSB. So under the pretense of being an official LSB meeting, some people felt they had to be there. But it was not an official meeting. And there was a list taken of people at that meeting. And I went to take a picture of it because you've done this before where you've called ARDC meetings and you made lists of people for mailing lists and didn't give it to the station. But if you call a meeting that's an LSB meeting and a list is taken of people, it's not for your personal use, for you to call other meetings or rally people for various causes. That list belongs to the station, in my opinion. So I'm just calling this to people's attention. Also, at that meeting, someone said, well, Teresa Allen said this is not a black station. That quote was taken out of context. I have never said this is not a black station without saying this is not a music station, this is not a communist station, this is not an anarchist station, it's not a Green Party station, it's certainly not a club for adolescents. Okay, it's not a Democratic Party station. You know, lots of people would like to say this is the kind of station it is. Look at the mission. We're supposed to encourage dialogue, encourage alternative sources of news, be a place for the expression and arts and creativity. That's what this station is. The third point I want to make is that we should never have a meeting without moving the ball.
Judon Boney.
So please move the ball.
Judon Boney, you're up.
It goes.
2 minutes, please.
Ted, if you'll give me a 30-second warning so I have an idea that time is running out. I have been a professional paid media person for over 3 decades. The first black television director in this city. I've worked at 4 radio stations, spent a year volunteering at KPFT. I'm an executive master of public administration. I've won a board of $3 million, the Houston International Festival. I've organized social movements all over this country. And I'm distressed to see people who have united around the Pacifica Mission at the local level function in this way. Most of you have organizing experience. I see you've hurt each other. I see you not listening to each other. There have been a multitude of mistakes to go around. And it's this refusal to admit the facts. I united around KPFT because of the Pacifica Mission. That's why I even care. If you love KPFT, it seems we have to look beyond our hurt feelings, beyond the immediate and the present, so what are we here for and what do we hope to be? Actions do have consequences. Even if you have the power to do something, doesn't mean it's the right thing to do or the smart thing to do. And Bill, let me just address you directly.
30 seconds.
Progressive discipline. Any employee that I manage or supervise will know from the beginning what my expectations are. When they fail to meet them, they will find out what the progressive plan of action is and a timetable on which to do. This is basic fundamental management. In fact, it's just basic human courtesy. Actions have consequences. I still have hope for Pacifica and KPFT. Please,
thank you.
Help us realize it.
The last speaker will be Nancy Saibara Naratomi, unless
I didn't know what
your name is.
Patrick.
Patrick?
They have at least 2 years.
That's okay. Is there anybody else on the list besides Patrick and Nancy? Saibara and Arizona?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Too many things, but I think I better tell you that if you hadn't been at the KPFT Finance Committee, something really uncomfortable happened. And Larry Winters was there, and he was asking about the next fundraiser. We're going to use laptops, and the software and the procedure is going to be worked out. According to Rhonda Garner, she said, Wendy will get together with Otis and work that out. So Larry said, well, can I have Shannon and Patrick also learn together? And Rhonda shouted, no! And Bill said nothing. Okay. Then again, Larry later on, he asked him, waving his hand. I mean, Bill was just addressing his speaking to the people who were there, and Larry is at the end of the table. I felt very strange, like Larry is not important. And Larry said, and he put his hand up. He said, I want to make sure that the license of this station is not going to be sold. And then Ron says, no. But Bill didn't say anything. He's flashing through papers. Maybe he muttered something, but he didn't look at Larry and give a question. Who's running the show? Rhonda or Larry? Okay, the next thing I want to say is the national, I already said this last week, but it's so important, I think I better say it again. And the National Governance Committee voted for a new committee to do big contracts, big selling of things, over $10,000. It'll be only five people, Bill, the CFO, the comptroller, the finance chair, national finance chair, that's Alex Steinberg, and a legal counsel to be paid. So it bypasses the LSB oversight, it bypasses the PNB oversight. So it's already passed because Elaine Duncan and Rhonda Gardner voted for it. I don't know why you do that. So if that thing passes the next day, then we have a five meeting and sell off our station.
Thank you for respecting the time limits. I guess I have the three remaining speakers, or Akuho, Lisa Blaylock, and Patrick Cunningham. Is that everyone? Okay, Akuho.
Good evening. And I just want to read a piece. This is Pacifica Mission. I don't know if you guys have read it lately. It says, in radio broadcasting, operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups and through any and all means compatible. I'm going to stop there. I don't agree with you. Just because Bill had the authority to do what he did, that doesn't make it right. And Deb Shafto, you know in the beginning, when Dwayne wanted this job so badly, we met at OPDK's job, TSU Library, to get the blessing of the African American community. We were behind Dwayne 100% for 15 years. Well, and I'm going to ask Bill again, when someone is allowed to manage for 15 years and lose 50% of our funds, 50% of our membership, why did you not hold that person accountable? And why was Dr. Kamau, whom I support 100%, I'm not talking to you, can you please handle this person or put her on the leash? Why did you not give him the opportunity to do what Dwayne did, which was nothing in 15 years? The only thing he did was manage conflict. And every time we had something positive to bring to the station, he made the board think that he was managing conflict, so we couldn't get anything done. We hired an incompetent program director, Ernesto Aguilar, who had perhaps one program director meeting in 10 years. So I want to ask you, the board, look around you. Many of you are gray-haired, many of you are older. What are we going to leave for the future? We almost lost our entire city. And KPFT went on with business as usual. No community outreach, no bring canned goods, nothing. We have turned our backs on the community. And this infighting, these people who have been on the board for 10 and 15 years that are not growing the station, they need to go, all of them.
Thank you, Akuho. Lisa Blaylock.
I just want to say that Dr. Kamau is amazing, and I'm so sorry that people have discriminated against you due to racism. I'm so sorry that there's a Nazi right here on the board. And that he can be here, but Dr. Kamau can't and I can't. I'm discriminated against because of autism. It's already been reported from an Asperger syndrome that nobody has said they're sorry.
What happened?
Nobody. Not you. And not you. Bill Crozier, they let Larry Winters on. Not you, lady, whoever you are. And not you, who's been harassing me for so long.
You've
been so mean to me.
Wow.
Are you jealous of me? You called me stupid? You called me a dumbass at the last board meeting? I wasn't even allowed to talk. I'm like shaking right now. I don't meet most people like this.
Yes. You call this member to order.
I don't. And y'all? Not you. Not you. Y'all are good. But you. Thank you. That somebody cares that I have Asperger's syndrome. Thank you. Because none of y'all have said you're sorry. None of y'all. But that's how I lost my show. 5 years. 5 years.
I've been with KPFT, and I've been listening to it since I was a little girl. I can't believe this happened. It's not just about the racism here. This is discrimination. It's about the jealousy, about the games that y'all are playing. It's not right. It needs to stop. People are watching. People are watching right now, and they're going to continue to watch. What are you going to do about it? What is y'all's plans? Because right now, Dr. Kamau and PK are already making money for the station. Right now, as I'm speaking, are y'all? No, y'all are causing much damage.
All right.
Okay? So I would like an apology.
Lisa.
My 2 minutes is up. 5 years I was with the station. I'm the only one who has KPFT tattoos in them. The only one in all of history that has KPFT tattoos in them. Did it at the station, live on air. The only one.
Lisa.
And I'm discriminated against that much. And it's all recorded. It's still out there. What are y'all gonna do about it?
You are apparently the last speaker.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Ted, will you please?
Mr. Jr., can you
see me? I am tired of hearing her voice tonight.
Hold on a second.
Point of order,
is
Mr.
Chair. Is it dilatory?
May I need to stand up? Point of order, Mr.
Every
Chair.
Every 10 minutes I've had to listen to her talk.
Listen, if these kinds of outbursts by any member continue, we can go to an immediate trial, and if necessary, if that behavior is to the point where it's appropriate to have a trial and expel that person, we will do so. You know, the next time it happens, Adrian, please.
I ask a point of order, Mr. Chair. I'm allowed, or you will silence me like the PMB?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Sir, you told me that you can see that I didn't need to tell you, but I'm trying to call your attention on the side conversation and making fun of people. Shouldn't be allowed. You are the chair. Please pay attention and warn the members.
The next time it happens...
We didn't speak up last time quick enough. This might be another mistake like last time.
Okay, listen, I'm just telling you all that rather than me calling people out of order, the next time the body, any member of the body can raise a point of order and request that we go to an immediate trial because of inappropriate behavior. And if you want me to cite pages and data from Robert's Rules that says that this is appropriate, I can do it because I read it last night. So, Patrick Cunningham, you're our last speaker.
Hello, everyone. My name is Patrick Cunningham. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I just recently moved to Houston.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please.
For the first time in my life, I've never been scared, but you people really scared me. Seriously. And I just wanted to just tell you my experience that I have had since I've been trying to volunteer with KPFT. I submitted my application. I talked to the general manager, and going back and forth as well. I told him what y'all wanted to do, gave him some experience, credentials as well, as far as this goes. And one thing I did tell him is that, hey, look, man, if you don't give me a show, I still would like to be in a leadership position because of my experience that I have with volunteer radio and so forth and everything. But when I see the chitter chatter and I'm standing up and see our people coming to me, it's very, in a way that I like, it's not friendly. And as a black man, you make me think that you being some kind of way. I won't say racist, but you being different. I don't know because you don't know me, so I'm trying to show myself friendly as much as I can, but people are not friendly. So I had a conversation with one of the air talents here, and I told him the problem is not the community. It's the people at this station, and that's the problem. So the problem has to start from the head all the way on down to resolve any issue that you actually have. Now, if I get a show, cool, fine and dandy. I got a podcast. My podcast would be really good. You can Google me and find information about me. I'm pretty good at what I do. But I want to serve. And I do know this.
To be a good leader, you must learn how to serve first. If you cannot serve, you cannot be an effective leader, period. So who all the people that's here, who I came across, who have seen me, I've been very friendly to you, but some people have not been so friendly to me. And that makes me wonder, make me think. But you know what, though? I want to thank that lady right there, because she came in one day, she had some food, that chicken was good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I was hungry, and she came in. But I see the potential, but when she did that, that gave me hope. When she came in, that gave me hope, because I was thinking, I'm wasting my time. Why do I need to come up in here and try to participate or try to want to volunteer my services? But this stuff has to change. It has to change from inside first.
Thank you very much. We will return to the item where we were talking about the Civica finances, and if board members don't have any questions, then we can move on to the next item on the agenda.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I believe the agenda calls for us to go to executive session right now.
Was it immediately after public comment?
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
That's what it was.
Okay. I thought it was, I'm sorry, I had it confused with 9:20. So, folks, I'm going to have to ask the public.
I want to say to the public that as a professional way, your current accusations are totally unfounded. If you want to know, after they take the decision, you come and you will see in my report why I vote against the audit. You can hear all the lies, but then you can hear what happened.
Well, whatever people wanted to happen.
Okay, the
family
is asking that they should leave.
Well, originally, I asked for 30 minutes. You could try 30. That's what I requested in writing. Try 30.
Nick, if you get a chance as the chair, because they lie about me all the time.
Yeah.
Folks, if I can have your attention, please. I understand that we are going into executive session, and I don't know what the proposed format is for what you're proposing, Bill. This will be a motion so that we know how to proceed.
Okay, hold on, because you know that door keeps opening.
We're not getting into the meat of this at this point. We have procedural issues, so I don't think there's a problem.
My point was I can't hear.
Thank you. Good point. Bill, what do you have in mind for format?
I would suggest we keep this informal. I don't think we need motions. I just want to let you all know about some things you probably don't know about. Some of you know. I've told Ted about some of it.
Wait.
But, and then have question answers.
I don't know what informal means.
Don't start with that point of order, point of this, point of that. People talk. You got something to say, raise your hand. You acknowledge them. Let them speak. Let us move on. That's what that means, Ted.
How long
go ahead, Bill.
Are you going to be given an unlimited amount of time right now to say your opening comments?
Well, I'd like to have about 15 minutes, if that's okay. I mean, if you want to break it up, we can.
If the body agrees for 15 minutes, that's fine. And then Q&A will last for how long questions, how long answers?
Just a few. Well, I've got 30 minutes total, if that's what you told the people out there. So, I mean, if people want to ask more, I'm willing to stay as long as you want. I just think this is some really important things that, you know, people were asking, you were demanding that I give explanations.
Okay, so we're going to start the clock now. You've got 15 minutes, and then we'll do 1 minute Q&A, questions, answers, and we'll go around the table. If there's any objection to that, let me hear it now. Otherwise, that's the procedure.
Okay,
the questions and answers will be all yours.
Okay, and I didn't prepare anything in writing.
So, I have a question.
Susie, yeah.
So you're just going to give an explanation of what?
What people have been asking for 2 months is why did those people have to go? Why was OPD replaced? Why the layoffs? So I'd like to talk about that and hopefully answer your questions. What are the related things you have to want to talk about that's fine too?
Close the door, please.
Can you close the door, please?
Is your question procedural, or is it part of what you want to get from him in terms of...
I don't speak Robert's rules of order.
This isn't Robert's rules. I just want to know, is it procedural, or is it about the termination?
It's about the termination.
Let him speak for 15 minutes, and I'll call on you first.
Okay, fine.
Bill, go.
Okay, like I said, I didn't prepare anything formally or anything like that, but I just wanted to...
You want him in there?
Sure do.
You do?
Okay, I object.
I object.
This is an executive session. He's not a member of this board.
He's not on the board any longer.
As far as I'm concerned, he is.
No, he's not. You're not in charge.
Okay, then you can be able to sit.
Until he's reinstated, he does not belong. Unfortunately, as much as, you know, it would be nice if everything wasn't that way, but that's how it is. You would not let Dwayne sit in here while we were discussing this.
Would y'all let him sit at this table?
I know.
So the precedence has already been established tonight.
Yep.
He's not on the board.
You want to find out which group? I bet you two people.
They were talking about Dwayne Bradley, not Dwayne Hart.
Yeah, not Dwayne Bradley.
I'm the only one trying to follow the rules here. I would like to make a motion that we invite Dr. Kumal to stay because this is inherently about him, and we give him that courtesy.
Is there a second?
Second. Could I comment?
I object.
Let the maker of the motion speak first, then we can have someone speaking second.
I accidentally think I gave my reason for the motion. That we are inherently talking in part, or a lot of this is about him and his performance in the job. I think we should owe him the courtesy of allowing him to hear what is said.
Excuse me, as a national board member, this is a fiduciary mistake. You are asking for lawsuits.
Would you like to speak against the motion? Please speak.
You're asking for a lawsuit.
It's okay. Well, Rhonda's right, but I was advised by our HR attorney that I should not talk to OBDK without an attorney, him present,
right,
or another attorney present.
So
because there have been board members who have been encouraging him to sue. And I hope he doesn't, and he hasn't filed a lawsuit that I know of, but that's what I was advised. I've given legal advice not to do that.
Adriana?
In my view, Dr. Kamau is still being part of this, but I agree in this case with Bill. I mean, personally, I believe that when the interim executive director is asking in executive session to the board explaining his actions, we shouldn't have, I think that this makes sense. You know, he will not speak freely in front of us. He will have reservations, and the reservations make sense because, in a way, he's saying not that giving ammunition to a possible lawsuit. I believe that in this case, Bill is right.
Is there a speaker at PKN?
Well, I don't want to speak for or against. I can agree to him leaving, but I also think that at some point, some of the answers to the questions we might have will eventually have to be answered by Dr. Kamau.
What are we voting on? Are we voting on
whether to allow OBDK to remain?
How did we get that from the case we go over?
Pardon?
That we were voting on somebody using the right of
No.
It's the motion by Nick to allow OBDK to stay. Jim, do you want to speak to this?
So is there a motion on the floor? Part?
There's a motion on the floor by Nick Economy to allow OBDK to stay. Or
come out. Can I make a, since that motion's
irrelevant. We can call him if you have a question.
Well,
this motion is gone.
Is there any objection to the motion being withdrawn? Seeing none. OBDK, thank you for...
No, please let him go.
I would like to make a motion.
Yes.
I move that we exclude our 15-minute question and answer, and we have Bill leave the room after the 15 minutes he has. We bring OBDK in here, and we hear from him, and we see how it jives up. Is that what...
Is there a second to that motion?
Point of information, we heard from OBDK at the investigation.
I'd like to speak for the motion.
Please do.
Okay, Bill explains his view of the situation. Then the man that it occurred to explains his side of the situation. So then when it comes to trial number one tonight, we'll have our information from both sides. Okay, so I spoke to it. Who wants to speak against it?
I want to speak against the motion because I think we can do that, and we can speak to hear Dr. Kamau's side of the story in open session.
Right.
Okay. Well, we can resume in open session, right? Is that acceptable to you, yes, in the motion?
We can ask him.
We're going to take the 15 minutes in open session.
Yeah. What happened to the question?
No, we need to ask questions.
Are we going to have question and answers? Is that being thrown out?
Well, he's throwing out a separate motion, and if you don't like it, you can vote against it.
So we're not going to go to his side and his side.
That's what Jim Krafka is proposing, is that we hear from Bill for 15 minutes and then we hear from Obadike
in open session.
Mr. Chair.
What?
Why is it open session? Because there's a financial interest?
Mr. Chair.
Are we going to get any business?
Adriana.
I think that we are mixing again. Mr. Bill Crowshaw asked for an executive session as interim executive director to talk to this board and answer some questions because there's a lot of things being said. That is the reason for this executive session. We need to have the meeting with him, and we need to ask, and he can clarify things. I think that is the idea.
So you're speaking against
I'm sorry. Motion. May I finish, sir?
I'm just trying to
clarify. May I finish,
yes,
sir?
Yes, you will. As soon okay. as I get clarification, are you speaking against Jim Krafka?
Yes, motion? Yes. And I think that after we know a bunch of things that he is supposed to clarify for us, we, in open session, in any other meeting, we can bring him later on, if you want, Dr. Kamau, and ask questions and see his answers if we have any doubts. But that is part of open session. The executive session is the executive director with the board in executive session.
Okay, you had
no. Wait a minute. Please, can I ask a question? So you deny Dr. Kamau any right to speak?
No. Okay, Obadike, do you want to speak?
I'm sorry. I need to speak a little bit better for the motion. Okay,
this will be your final opportunity to speak to your motion.
If we go into public with Obadike, I cannot say, Obadike, did Bill Crowshaw actually say this to you on that night? So I think it'd be better in executive
Why
session
not?
Also.
He's not found.
I would draw my motion. Thank you.
He's not found, but it's
go, Bill. Bye, Obadike. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't usually agree with Jim. And in this one case, I do.
Obadike.
In dealing with this situation, there are a couple of issues. First of all, I won't be in here to hear what's said. Second, nor will the public and the open session be in here to hear what's said. I don't know that it would make sense for me to address this in an open session. It's like listening to one half of a distorted telephone conversation. So I don't mind leaving. But if I leave and don't get a chance to deal with what's said in this body, then I think that I'll just pass on speaking to it until other things come out.
Are you saying that if we hear from Bill in executive session with you out of the room and then call you back in 15
that's
minutes,
not right.
remaining in executive session, that's acceptable to you?
Yeah, that would be
acceptable. Okay. Jim, is that
with Bill out of the
room? Huh?
With Bill
out of the room.
No, he's a board member.
He's a board member.
He's going to be in trial.
He's on the board.
I
heard from Obadike in the investigation.
Now, what is the motion you're now proposing? I want to be clear on what the motion is.
After we hear from Bill.
Oh, my God.
Stop, Jim.
Okay, forget it.
After we hear from Bill.
I call the question, whatever you want.
I want to make sure everybody knows that I don't know what we're voting on. We're voting on a motion. I understand. What I understand is 15 minutes for Bill to share with us what he wants to share with us.
And then 15 minutes for Obadike to share what he wants to share and ask questions of both.
And ask questions of both.
We have to ask questions of Obadike.
I don't mind
from Bill.
Questions. I still think that I'm at a disadvantage.
Okay, let me just set it in an example. Okay, this is totally irrelevant. It does not speak to the matter, okay? Bill said, Obadike, you're fired because this carpet is gray, okay? Obadike, did y'all have a conversation about the carpet being gray? That would be an example of what might occur when we talk to Obadike.
Yes, fired.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I want to add something else.
You'll get
we have an interim executive director. Right, he asked for 40 minutes because a bunch of things are being said. He needs to have the right to explain himself.
Do you understand that you're allowed to speak one time?
No, sir. He is speaking 50 minutes.
He is the maker of the motion. He gets to speak twice. Okay, so we're going to vote on Jim Krafka's motion.
How many times are you allowed to speak?
Yeah, that's a good one.
As chair, as many times as is necessary.
No, sir. If you want, you need to. If you want to debate, you need to be out of
chair. I'm not debating. I'm just trying to provide you with the understanding of the motion.
That's right.
And it is for Bill to speak for 15 minutes, Obadike to speak for 15 minutes, and then Q&A for both of them, all in executive session.
Obadike's out of the room.
Right.
And Bill's out of the room. For 15 minutes and 15 minutes,
okay.
That's it.
All right. All those in favor of that motion, please raise your hands.
I'm still clear. I'm not clear what it is, though.
2, 3, 4, 5.
What? Restate the motion.
We want to request
information. Please clarify what...
Look, Bill gets 15 minutes.
Stop. I've got it.
No, I
got
to clarify it.
I'm going to clarify.
Bill gets 15 minutes. If he takes 1 minute to speak and then 14 minutes for question and answer, great. Obadike, Bill leaves the other side. Obadike comes in. If he speaks for 1 minute, he speaks for 1 minute. And then the question and answer would be 14 minutes.
Can I ask you a question? Why does he have to leave the room? I can't find
because he needs to have a lawyer and he needs to have
he cannot speak in the room.
Then why are we bothering to do this now?
Deb, do you Deb, do you have the motion?
Jesus, I have 15 minutes to give 15 minutes to Bill and then 15 to Obadike.
Mr. Chair, I request that you move this meeting. Your behavior has been uncalled for. You have done things that you should not have done here tonight. Bill even will being willing to come here and answer these questions opens us up for a lawsuit. But he wants people to know. Obadike has been let go. He is not a member of this board. And we heard from him. Excuse me. No. We heard from him, from Obadike, in the investigation. He got to talk for a real long time. He is not on this board.
Everybody
and you don't get to do just whatever you want, Ted.
We didn't hear it. The board
but you're out of order.
She's out of order.
You're out of order.
The board
she's out of order. How about Obadike in here?
I'd like to call a question. The trial one.
Please,
there's a motion to call the question that requires a 2/3 vote.
Can we have our, can you give us a
please! Order to order.
Well, I want the Facebook page back.
Shut up!
Give us our Facebook page back.
I'm over Facebook. You want to talk about it? You come to me.
You're not the administrator.
I'm still over it.
How many leashes do we need?
Okay, there's been a motion to call the question. Is there a second to the motion to call the question?
Yes.
It's been seconded.
No.
All those in favor of calling the question, which means no more debate on Jim Krafka's motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I didn't hear the call.
No more debate.
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 All those opposed.
Okay.
All those opposed to the motion to close debate on Jim Krafka's motion. Seeing none, there's no more debate on Jim Krafka's motion. All those in favor of 15 minutes for Bill Crozier, 15 minutes for Obadike, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed?
I'm with that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'm going to break the tie, and I'm going to vote in favor. And that makes it 9-8. Elder DK, would you please leave the room? We'll see you in 15 minutes. Bill, it's your turn.
Good.
Okay.